rare but nice to have your money work for you these days, but U.S. Treasury savings bonds have turned into one of the worst investments that you can make. With more, Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio, joins us now. You know, Tom, interesting. I remember as a kid, I used to get savings bond as a gift from aunts and uncles on your birthdays and stuff, you know, things like that.
It was a bar mitzvah staple.
Whatever it was, yeah. And then, you know, when you turn 18, you go, you cash them in and you buy a stereo. But the value isn't growing any longer, and what was once a really good investment isn't. Why is that?
No, they used to mature in 7 years. Now it takes 18 years, and you get a fixed rate of interest for 30 years. The latest fixed rate of interest on the double E bonds, the ones you buy at half the face value, is now 0.7%, less than 1% interest for 30 years, which means if you buy one now, the interest rates are going to go up because there's going to be inflation in the next couple of years, and you're stuck with these bonds paying really a losing rate. And it's even worse on the so-called I bonds, the inflation bonds. There you pay face value, $100 for a $100 bond, and you get interest rates that's a combination of a fixed rate and a variable rate. Right now, for bonds you buy from now to the end of the year, the fixed rate part is only 0.1%, and the variable rate is zero. So you might as well put your money in a cookie jar.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Are there any good CDs out there?
Yeah, if you go to a website, it's called bankrate.com. Our economic advisor down at the Federal News Radio tells us that you can find a lot of rates. I checked over the weekend. I found some one-year CDs, 2.6%, 2.7%, compared to zero, not a bad deal.
Yeah, right? They don't fit as nicely into the little birthday cards, though, huh?
Not quite as nice, no.
Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio. Thank you, Tom.